This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was detained Sunday in Moscow. The opposition leader was taken into custody during his first time back in Russia since he was poisoned last August. Navalny was traveling from Germany, where he had been recovering. He was detained at a passport control at a Moscow airport. His lawyer, who was traveling with him, was not allowed to accompany him. Last month, Russia's prison service ordered Navalny to attend a parole hearing or risk jail for failing to return before the terms of his suspended sentence expired. He could face a jail sentence of as much as 3.5 years, according to court documents. Navalny fell ill on a flight from Tomsk to Moscow last year. Lab tests in three European countries established Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent of the Novichok class. The findings led the European Union to impose sanctions on six Russian officials and a state research institute. Across the United States, police and National Guard troops are standing on guard at newly fortified state houses ahead of demonstrations planned for the lead-up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The increased security comes as authorities work to deter a repeat of the recent riot that overran the U.S. Capitol. A few protesters were starting to gather in some cities Sunday, but streets in many others remained empty. Small groups of protesters, some who were armed, gathered outside the state houses in the states of Ohio, Michigan, and South Carolina. In some locations, a small number of people showed up intending to counter anticipated protesters, even in places where they had not yet materialized. This is VOA News. Opposition Democrats are building their case for convicting President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial. The lead House of Representatives prosecutor alleged that the president's incitement of a mob at the Capitol was the most dangerous crime ever committed by a president. Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin said Sunday that the storming of the Capitol was part of President Trump's effort to, quote, dismantle and overturn Biden's election victory. Democrats have not yet said when they will send the impeachment article to the Senate, which is needed before President Trump's trial can begin. A spokesman for the president dismissed the effort, calling it an impeachment hoax. Kamala Harris, in the United States, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will resign her Senate seat on Monday, 2 days before she and President-elect Biden are inaugurated. Aides to the state of California Democrat confirmed the timing and said Governor Gavin Newsom was aware of her decision, clearing the way for him to appoint fellow Democrat Alex Padilla, now California's Secretary of State, to serve the final 2 years of Harris's term. Padilla will be the first Latino senator from California, where about 40% of residents are Hispanic. Newsom announced his choice in December, following intense lobbying for the rare Senate vacancy from the nation's most populous state. Iran urged the United Nations nuclear watchdog to avoid publishing unnecessary details on Tehran's nuclear program, that according to state TV on Sunday. That's a day after Germany, France, and Britain said Tehran has no credible civilian use for its development of uranium metal. The report quoted a statement from Iran's nuclear department that asked that International Atomic Energy Agency to avoid publishing details on Iran's nuclear program that may cause confusion. On Saturday, Germany, France, and Britain pressed Iran to back off its plans to develop uranium metal, a violation of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The goal of the deal is to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear bomb, something Iran insists it does not want to do. On Thursday, the IAEA said Iran made it aware of their intention to produce uranium metal for an improved type of fuel. UN peacekeeping troops say they have retaken control of a city in the Central African Republic captured 2 weeks ago by armed groups waging an offensive against the government. Rebels abandon their positions. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.